Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listening to CLNS Media, powered by betonline.ag. Go to clnsmedia.com/roll. Use our promo code CLNS50 for 50% off your first deposit.
As a Laurel and Allah would say, Olivia!
Oh no.
Mamma mia!
We've gone off the rails.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Oh, watch your head, Eric. Coming in.
Got Raw to talk about. Yeah, got SmackDown to talk about.
This one.
Yeah. I think we have fan questions.
We have fan questions, news, rumors, the whole shebang.
And new patrons.
There's a lot to cover this show.
Yeah.
Including Joey Two Belt Celebration.
My audio is
title.
I think my audio is broken. I can't hear anything.
That'll be
side.
At the end of the show.
Right. Are you getting anything?
Nothing. Joe.
Nothing. Weird.
Yeah.
That's audio. My audio is broken.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so cute, though. Like, you know, he's always looked up to his younger brother, mm-hmm. and now he gets to be like him.
Yeah. That's so cute.
You were the last one to.
I am the last one.
You were. I think the Mets won the World Series in '86. The Jets won the Super Bowl in Super Bowl III.
Fuck those guys.
I mean, all these things were a long time ago, but all I know is right now,
mm-hmm.
live in the now.
Yeah.
Currently, I am the best in the world at what I do. And it's predicting horrible WWE pay-per-views.
You got to be proud.
Well, yeah. One great one, one horrible one.
You know, one of our fans did bring up the fact, he was like, how is Joe the champion when... We didn't hear him give predictions.
I didn't hear
so
him give
half
predictions.
Half of Eric's titles are bullshit? Yeah. I'm putting an asterisk on half of them.
Eric would do predictions. He just wouldn't show up to receive the title.
That's true. Please. So I just say we vote. I mean,
right.
Joe's predictions weren't on,
not on the
audio.
Show. Not canon. They weren't canon.
Yeah, they weren't canon.
It's not canon.
You did your predictions on a house show.
That's true. All right, so vote.
All right. What are we voting on? Should we strip Joe and reinstate Eric?
So I've got two votes.
Joe is stripped of two titles, both titles.
No, we would just strip him of one. Ooh. So you get to vote with that one title.
Oh! God, as if anything could be worse than Raw and SmackDown.
I'm just going to say right now, Andrew, I'm going to save you a lot of time on this show. Don't even worry about the wild card button. Don't even worry about playing the auto because there is no more wild card.
No.
It doesn't exist.
Yes.
There's no more double roster, two different rosters. There's one roster.
The barrier is broken.
Well, yeah. I mean, we did kind of retire it last week.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done with the wild card.
There's one roster.
Enough.
It's got Reigns, Shane, The Miz,
well,
Daniel Bryan,
yeah.
Seth Rollins, and Kofi Kingston. That's the
only
roster.
Honestly, the roster is Kofi Kingston, The New Day, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens, because Roman's not on both shows.
He's not.
I mean, Jesus.
He's only on Raw, the show that he's not supposed to be on?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
he wasn't on SmackDown. Jesus.
Ever.
He's already.
When was the last time he was on SmackDown?
Why even draft him to SmackDown?
Right.
Why? Why?
He's already in Tokyo, I guess.
I guess so.
There he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have to thank 15 new patrons this
God.
Week.
Oh, my God.
Andrew, over here.
Can I?
I got this.
Huh?
I got this.
I haven't
this.
Done it in a while.
You did it last week.
What?
Aaron Wilkinson, Marsha Zucker, Andy Fallon, Mark Cochran, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Sad Thor Blake, Fozzie 32, Matt Yates, Sandro Lukatic, Elizabeth Island, Padad Livingston, James Mohan, Mason Freeman, Kyle Billings, and Sherry Vi Gould.
Yes.
Great job. And right. Steven Taylor bought a shirt. This shirt. Boom.
Right here.
Kick That's out, the one.
Spear, pin.
It's relevant. It's back, baby.
Out of all the shirts, what percentage of them that have been purchased have been this one?
95.
Yeah,
high. A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
I mean, there's a few Push Eric shirt buyers out there.
A few. What's the minimum a few could be?
I think at least 10.
Three?
No.
They're all pseudonames by Eric.
Yeah, that's it.
I have
a closet full of shirts.
He's got a closet full of Push Eric.
Yeah. You just buy them and mail them to different people.
I do.
It's a free shirt.
You won a contest. Oh, I didn't hear it on the podcast. Nope. It was a contest on my own personal mind.
Give me your address.
Where do you live?
You win.
I'll come do Samoa Joe. I'll ding dong and ditch, but yep. I'll leave a t-shirt.
Yeah. So. Do you have a wife named Wendy? Because that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Raw starts with Seth freaking Rollins.
Okay.
So Raw. All right.
He's on that show, so it's okay.
Yeah. Right.
He starts to talk about Stomping Grounds, but then out comes Becky Lynch.
Mm. Oh, and this wasn't awkward.
In case you didn't know, that's his girlfriend.
Oh, it's his girlfriend?
Yeah.
This was super awkward.
It was.
Why was this so awkward?
Because.
And he's even like. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? And he's like, well, you did, but like he was actually pissed.
Right.
He played the role of, I'm kind of pissed you interrupted me. I was like, oh, this is.
It's like they told him, like, hey, go out there and act like you've been fighting.
Right.
And make it awkward for everyone.
Yeah.
It's like when your parents argue during dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know. Seth starts recapping Stomping Grounds. He looks at Becky and he says, well, it's a good thing I have the best backup on the planet. And then Becky says, it pays to be the man's man.
Yeah, so, get it? Get it?
He's a man's man.
Yep.
Yeah, William Regal.
So then Baron Corbin's music hits.
Yeah, William Regal.
But Lacey Evans attacks Becky from behind.
Mm. Becky, from where?
Behind. Mm. All right. That's going to be a lot. If So Becky quickly gets the upper hand and starts wailing on Lacey. Seth pulls Becky off. He doesn't pull Lacey off when Lacey's on top of Becky.
But he can touch his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He can't touch Lacey.
That's why.
Yeah.
He has written consent from one of them.
Yeah. So he pulls Becky off, but then she pushes Seth hard. And then he smiles, and he's like, okay, fine. And then Becky goes back after Lacey.
Oh, I thought he curb stomped her.
But then Corbin shows up and fights Seth. But, of course, Corbin and Lacey eventually retreat. And then Corbin grabs a mic, and he has a good line for once. Take a listen.
Yeah, there you go. Stand for her. She saved you again. You know what, Seth? You need to take that title. Put it on her shoulder. Walk down. And make a sandwich for the man, because she's handling all your business.
Yowza.
Damn.
Rare good line by Corbin.
Yeah, someone wrote him good this week.
Yeah.
Someone wrote him good.
Wrote him good.
Wrote him good.
He's a fictional character.
Not wrote him well, because that would be too good.
Yeah.
Just wrote him good.
Just wrote him good.
Yeah. So Lacey tells Becky, get your girl out of here unless you want me to get my hands on him again. And then she like does like the, you know, like fondling the balls.
Yeah. Minding the stepchildren.
Keep doing it. Get him.
Yeah. So then Corbin and Evans challenge Seth and Becky to a mixed tag team match at Extreme Rules. I, for one, said on the Stompy Grounds pay-per-view recap that I thought this would be on Raw.
Right.
But they're going to save this amazing tag team match for a pay-per-view.
I think literally everyone who watches wrestling said, oh, okay, so mixed tag match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the stipulation?
Well, first, Becky says you could have the match on one condition. Once you dopes lose, you never get another shot at us again. And then Corbin and Evans accept. But they have a condition that if they win, then it's winners take all, and they get the Universal Championship and the Raw Women's Championship.
And then Seth was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, no, they're like, whoa, you already whoa, whoa, said yes, no take backsies.
Right, yeah. Pretty much.
Well, and Seth, then Becky's well, like, hey, Seth, what did we talk about?
I'm sorry, Becky. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, man.
Man.
The man.
Comma the.
Man, comma
call
the.
Me the man. Call me the man. I'm not into this, honey. I'm sorry. Okay, the man. No. Yeah.
No.
No.
Well, if I have to explain that, then.
Yeah.
No.
So, but yeah, Seth made the mistake of saying yes before they, you know, said their condition. He's like, fine, I don't care what it is. I'll accept.
Yeah.
Corbin and Lacey should have just been like, fine, we just get the titles right now. Yeah. Well, fuck.
We get the titles no matter what the outcome.
Shit, I accept. Ah, shit. Yeah. Ah, fuck. Ah, tits. All right, so moving on, we have...
It's not SmackDown from last week.
No, yeah. Next up, we have The Revival and Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan
and
versus The New Day and The Usos in a tag team elimination match.
Yeah. Well, oh, wait, it doesn't exist. What,
why?
Normal is it cards.
Normal cards.
Normal cards.
Well, okay, there's going to be a lot of this bullshit on Ron. There was a lot of this bullshit on Ron SmackDown this week.
Yep.
Yeah. And apparently it's because they don't want any more commercial breaks during action. So like every time, so they have the tag team elimination match. Daniel Bryan goes for a suicide dive, but he hits Scott Dawson by mistake. Wilder then gives Daniel an uppercut, and then Woods rolls Daniel up to eliminate him and Rowan. And then they're like, okay, well, that's the first elimination. We'll come, we'll be right back. And then the match will restart. They did this every time.
Every time.
They're like, oh, the match will restart. That's why there were so many 2 out of 3 falls, so many, you know, of these double fucking bullshit matches.
Why don't they just, like, have slightly shorter matches?
Yeah.
I mean, so, like,
what? That was,
I've been watching wrestling for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I've been to shows and then have watched it on TV. During the commercial breaks, you literally miss nothing.
It's all rest holds.
Yeah.
And if
like
you
the
do,
ref is typically like, hey, we're commercial, you can rest. Okay. Yeah. Hey, headlock. So, how are the kids? We got it catering.
And if pretty you much. If you yeah. do miss something, they show you the replay.
They right. do.
So right. you miss nothing.
Right.
You miss that reverse headlock into another headlock.
Yeah.
Here it was.
Into a sleeper.
Remember a while before
and
the,
then we fell asleep.
Remember yeah. a while before the network was a thing, you could download the WWE app to watch the matches during the commercial breaks.
Yes.
And then they were like, oh, no one's doing this. All right, let's just right. stop.
No one's watching rest holds.
Hey, we want to apologize to Tim.
Yeah.
In Ohio, for being the one who downloaded the app and watched it.
Right.
Right. But how awkward is that for like a live audience where it's like, okay, we've stopped the match so we can reset it.
Right, yeah. Now watch this trailer for Secret Life of Pets.
And Fighting With Your Family.
Oh my God. That's, yeah. They're still showing that. Yeah.
Coming to Blu-ray soon. Sometime soon.
Right.
I think it's out.
Will that be the first movie to be on the network? Has there been yeah. movies
it's
on the network?
It's not going to be on the network. No.
It should be.
And don't forget to get your free copy of Fighting With Our Family while you're leaving.
We'll just mail you.
Yeah, just please exactly. take them. As many as you want.
No, but I think this is just it's just a desperate ploy. As many as you want.
It's like yeah. a truck of like 30,000. Please, take these off our hands. It's costing us money to own these.
Right. We have a separate truck just for these fucking Blu-rays.
The Rock won't return our calls. Every time we turn around, he's on a plane on Instagram.
Having a cheat meal at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, God, those cheat meals, though.
Can we talk about his post that he deleted on Instagram?
I don't know.
Go on.
The Rock posted his daughter, like, he was in the pool, and she was about to jump to him.
Uh-huh.
And she was, and she's 3 now?
Yeah.
Oh, and she was, she's completely naked.
Yes.
Wow.
His 3-year-old daughter,
yeah.
completely naked. And he got so much shit for it that he took it down. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. There are celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I think Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. Well, you'll literally never see what their children look like.
No.
They want, like, super privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
leave us alone. Now, they're not that famous anymore, so it's probably not as big of a problem as The Rock might have. But then there's other people that literally just, like, do something like that. We just don't understand that.
Right. Well, like, think
it's
of it like this.
It's your three-year-old daughter.
The Rock has 147 million followers.
Right.
Those aren't, like, all celebrities and wrestling fans. No, it's, like, anybody.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah, there's at
and
least...
And you just posted...
10,000 pedophiles.
Yes, out of that at least.
It's probably way more than that.
And you just posted a picture of your three-year-old nude.
Yeah, that's the main thing for me. Weird. That's the main thing for me is, you know, there's so many pedophiles that are clearly jacking it to that video.
Right.
Or people
so that's just gross.
They can click their phone, keep it forever.
Yeah,
forever.
You can easily... You can download... Head. No, you can download...
When she's 15, she's like, Dad, the whole world has seen me nude. The entire world, literally.
You could download any video that's on the internet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying. Anyways.
Anyway, yeah.
Back to the action.
Yeah. Dun, dun,
that was
dun, dun.
That was the commercial break.
Yeah.
So.
we were resetting the podcast.
Right. So Daniel and Eric Rowan get eliminated. That's all we see of them on Raw. They wild carded them just to be on Raw for
just
5 minutes.
Job out hey, in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We've seen worse wild cards.
That's true. We have.
Well, sure.
Rogue is a pain.
So, that's
oh
right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Did you see that last week?
Yeah.
They were on SmackDown to walk out of the door.
Right.
Wild card!
I think that went well. Yeah, I think that meeting went pretty well. Yeah, Corbin seems so desperate for a referee.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll share a shirt. All right, sounds good. Okay, so, yeah, Daniel and Rowan are eliminated. Woods then jumps off the second rope, but Dash and Dawson catch him with the Shatter Machine to eliminate the New Day.
Mm.
And again, the New Day, too. Like, they got eliminated in 10 minutes, so whatever.
Yeah.
But the end was cool. Scott Dawson was on the top rope with one oos. Wilder was on the other another top rope with another oos.
Yeah.
Dawson hit a superplex, and then the other oos splashed onto Dawson for the win.
Yeah.
That's a lot of oosing.
Yeah, I mean...
The oos is still getting pushed.
Right.
Still getting their push.
I don't know how the announcers know which one's which, or they probably just make it up.
They do.
I'm sure they do.
Sure
no one cares.
Oh, Jimmy Uso, which that, you know, can cost us titles on our scorecard sometimes.
Yeah.
So fucking Tom Phillips might have screwed one of us once.
Oh, Freddie Uso.
Guys, Jay has the paint on his left side of his face.
They don't have paint anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
They haven't had that in a while.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
I think you got to go buy tattoos?
I guess. Or maybe one has a wedding ring on. I don't know.
No.
So next up we have Miz TV, but before Miz comes out, they show him walking backstage, and you can see Abby the Witch peeking around the corner.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah.
It was cool.
And kind of cool, but then we don't see anything else after that.
It gets creepier. Yeah.
Well, that's right, we do see.
So his guests are R-Truth and Carmella. Miz tells Truth that the 24/7 rules are suspended for this interview.
And I immediately lost interest.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
why didn't Miz just try to pin him?
This would have been, because he's a good guy. This would have been the perfect spot for Miz to just turn heel.
Right.
And, like, you know, just fucking hit.
And would that even be a heel move?
Yeah.
No, but you have to, like, beat the shit out of him.
Exactly. Especially after the match
last
week.
Slap Carmella. Just,
right.
You bitch!
Yeah.
And then just slap her.
Just, like, throw her into a TV monitor. I mean, Truth lost. Got eliminated in, like, what, 15 seconds?
For what?
On their match last week, where it was Miz and Truth.
Yeah,
oh,
God.
It's like, oh, remember when you got eliminated after 15 seconds and left me to get my ass handed to me?
Yeah.
Well,
fuck you.
Yeah, and then he murders him. We watched footage of R-Truth winning the 24/7 title back at Drake Maverick's wedding.
Mm.
Then Drake comes out angry, saying, my wife won't talk to me. We haven't gone on our honeymoon. We haven't even consummated our marriage yet.
Jesus.
And then Truth...
It took him about 15 minutes to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't even... we haven't... we haven't even... Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think you just consummated it yourself.
What, yeah, was she... Are you both virgins? Like... Has she been holding out till the wedding?
I mean, he might be.
Right.
She's cute. I doubt it.
So he says, yeah, we haven't consummated our marriage. And then Truth tells him, you know, Fab is good for that. Because Truth thinks he said constipated.
Yeah, he sure did.
So. Okay. And all the little kids laughed, I guess. So then Drake challenges Truth to a one-on-one match for the 24/7 title because he wants to win back the love of his life. the 24/7 title. Miz pretends to get some information in his ear. He's like, oh, hold on. I'm just getting this now.
On a headset I don't have.
Right. He says, Truth, if you accept the match, no one else will be allowed to win the title. So Truth says, you know what, Hornswoggle? You've got your match.
Yeah.
And then Truth wins in 10 seconds.
Right.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Like a clothesline or a kick? What was it? It was
something. I think he just sneezed on it.
I think he just covered him like old school wrestling. Like he just pushed him on the, and then, you know.
He
like,
pushed him down. And then because he's so much bigger.
Yeah.
Just held him down.
So Truth retains, but then the jobbers come out after the match. But Truth and Carmella escape. Charlie Caruso then gets in the ring and asks Drake Maverick, where do you go from here? He's the 205 Live GM.
Right. This title isn't his entire life.
But he just cries and walks away.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, is this the last we're going to see of him? But no, it's not. So yeah. I don't know what the point of that was. Hey guys, baseball season is in full swing, and placing a wager on baseball has never been more exciting than with betonline.ag. You might know that Joe and I are Mets fans, Eric's a Red Sox fan, but let me tell you, there's nothing more satisfying than betting on your team to win, and then they do. And because you're a loyal listener of What's Wrong With Wrestling and CLNS Media, we're giving you an extra 50% added onto your sports betting bankroll when you go to clnsmedia.com/wrestlingpod and use the promo code CLNS50. The best part is the bonus will be added to your balance within seconds. Again, support our podcast by going to clnsmedia.com/wrestlingpod and use the code CLNS50. A minimum deposit of $25 is required to qualify for the bonus. Please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding bonuses. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we go backstage where Lacey and Corbin are talking about their plan to defeat Seth and Becky. And then Corbin says, well, maybe we'll be the power couple of WWE.
Yeah, and then she looks at his cock. Did anyone catch that?
No.
No.
Yeah, she looked right down and went,
really?
And went
Yeah, but then Ramblin' Rabbit was hanging out of his zipper.
I was here first.
Sorry, but this cock's taken.
And then he like spins like Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
In his pants.
But I'm surprised they said that because WWE likes to keep the real life stuff. You know, like Corbin's married in real life, not to a wrestler, but.
Yeah. Well, Lacey Evans has been very open about being married and having a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can't do everything in reality. You just can't.
I know, I'm just saying. I'm surprised that they did that.
Yeah.
You know what else is surprising?
They didn't kiss.
Maybe we'll get divorced Corbin's and fuck. Married? Corbin has a hot wife.
Really?
Yeah.
She digs his head collection?
Yeah, yes. I get it. Oh. Yeah. She's like, hey, just when I, you know, can you just put them in another room that I'll never go in?
Right. Yeah.
So next up, we have Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon. It was supposed to be a handicap match, like a tag, but Shane made it just, you know, straight up. We're both going to be in the ring and fuck you up.
Well, he was like, this is going to be a 2-on-1 handicap match. And the ref announces, it's a 2-on-1 match.
Right, right.
Oh, thanks.
And Shane's like, yeah, just fucking run with it.
Right.
Yeah. So before this, they showed Roman walking backstage before the match, and here's what Michael Cole said.
Yeah. Well, there's the big dog, Roman Reigns. He said a bit earlier today that it's getting old. It's getting real old.
It sure is.
I agree completely.
You said it. For once, I agree with Michael Cole.
Yeah. It's a rare occurrence, too.
So, of course, the 2-on-1 is too much for Roman to overcome.
The numbers game.
Even though a couple weeks ago he beat up the Revival, Drew McIntyre, and then Shane.
Mm.
So it was a 4-on-1.
Yeah. 2-on-1s can't do it. 4-on-1?
Yeah, no. Right.
No problem.
So McIntyre gives Roman a claymore. Shane gives him a spear. McIntyre gives him another claymore. At this point, I'm thinking, where is Seth?
Right.
Where is Seth Rollins?
Where is your brother?
He's your brother.
Brother.
You know where he was? Making out with Becky Lynch somewhere.
Yeah.
Making out with
you
the
know,
man.
You know, their boyfriend and girlfriend.
They are?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you didn't know.
I thought I might have heard that somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I think an 8-year-old girl told me.
What if
also the main commentator for Monday Night Raw?
What if they broke up, but they're like, we wrote 6 months of storylines for you to be a couple?
Well, yeah, I mean, that could happen.
Yeah.
It hasn't been the first time Macho and Elizabeth had to do that for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, Seth Rollins does not show up. Shane goes to the top rope for the coast-to-coast, but then the bell tolls.
The what?
Dong.
Undertaker appears in the ring. He chokeslams Shane, punches McIntyre a bunch, and then clotheslines both of them out of the ring.
Okay.
Huh?
Eric, quick, explain this to us.
Well, you see...
Yeah.
Well, you need your microphone, too.
Yeah. He needs all the money.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we have a good press conference going here... It does. It sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, so you see he's a dead man.
Right.
And he has powers. So in the dark... he can just appear...
Okay, but
he can just appear anywhere he wants... And so when he saw that his brother, I mean, no.
What?
That's not. Oh, wait, it wasn't Kane in the ring?
No.
No, this interview's over.
This interview's over.
Yeah, why? Why is he saving Roman Reigns?
The announce team obviously acts surprised about Taker showing up, but none of them ponder why Taker would help Roman.
Right.
I don't care what anyone says, you cannot make this make sense.
No.
You can't.
And
Roman, you were about to be murdered, and then The Undertaker saved you. Words.
Believe.
Save, now you say words.
Believe that. Yeah.
No, Andrew, it's like this. Right now. Believe that.
It's a great job.
Derp.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
So my biggest thing is, remember, well, what was it before... Saudi Mania?
What was?
Someone came up with an alternate ending of how Raw should have ended.
Yeah, before Saudi Mania?
Yeah. Sure. And it kind of involved stuff like that.
Right.
But it's like, why wouldn't... it just doesn't make sense. Like, why does he have beef with Shane? Why is he not mad at Roman for, you know, stealing his yard? Like, because
right.
Taker's not going to be like... How about we say it's our yard?
Right.
Yeah, Taker's not like Hogan. He's not like, is that injustice?
And you're then,
You know.
Is that injustice? Magic away!
You know, I used to be the big dog. Now Roman's the big dog. So now I have to save the big dog.
And
now
I'm an
the
old
big
dog.
Dog's here to save
the kind of like big Old Yeller.
Yeah.
Who needs to be shot in the pasture.
Right.
So later in the night, they announced. Later in the night, they announced that Shane and McIntyre will face Roman and Taker at Extreme Rules.
Huh? Say that again.
Yeah.
Come again.
Roman and Taker are going to tag against Shane and McIntyre at Extreme Rules. So Taker passes on WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, yes.
But shows up for Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
You know,
and
guys,
Saudi Mania.
You know, guys, I hear that.
And Monday Night Raw.
You know, guys, I hear that Extreme Rules is going to be. At least just as good or possibly better than WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jumping ahead, I have a hot rumor.
Okay.
That they're changing the name of Extreme Rules to 2 out of 3 Falls.
Oh. Yeah.
That's extreme.
I believe
yeah.
it.
That's extreme.
Right.
And that's going to be all the matches. Because that's what you wanted, Eric.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. 2 out of 3. Well,
but
we
yeah.
still go to commercials for some reason.
I mean, I get it. They got Taker to come back because the ratings are worse than they've ever been, so they're desperate.
Like,
but
it's
still,
not
there's
just,
no fucking reason for
it's
Taker
not just
to save
ratings.
Roman.
It's attendance,
right?
Like, we'll get into it. But I mean, even this Raw was supposed to be super low attendance.
Yeah, it was. But I guess Taker and this is going to lead to a match at SummerSlam. But again, it's
That's
still.
What we're guessing.
This doesn't make sense
Who's
at all.
Who's Taker going to fight at SummerSlam?
Roman.
Roman.
Oh.
Probably.
We have unfinished business.
Do we?
Because
like, I beat
no,
you.
That was years ago. I won.
What do you mean? I thought we're friends now. We just tagged.
Yeah.
We
just tagged.
I thought we're best friends. Shield. Fist me.
Right.
We're both all right. in black. I look just like you. I love you. You've been my favorite wrestler. That's why I dress like this.
I kind of think I'm your son. Put on eyeliner.
Yes. Anyways, moving on. Oh, it doesn't get any better, guys. We have Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley. As if a match between them wasn't bad enough, it's Braun versus Lashley in a tug of war.
And just in case you thought that Lashley weighed too much, here's bullshit footage of him pulling a Mack truck. They even said he wasn't pulling it at all. And they were like, well, he's been working on it for a while. So
you mean Braun or what?
Braun.
Braun, yeah. A 17,000, you said Lashley, but a 17,000 pound tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Now, and then they showed footage of Lashley trying to pull a telephone pole out of the ground.
Jesus.
But then the rope broke.
Right.
So it's like, oh, the rope broke.
Because you can't do that.
Because he's
he's not the Incredible
No, no,
Hulk.
He's so strong right. that the rope broke.
Yeah. Now, what was incredibly surprising about this segment is Michael Cole didn't immediately tell us how to win a tug-of-war match.
Right.
True.
You see, there's a line in the ring, and the first one to go over the line, well, that's the loser.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is that how it's done?
I think so.
So they do the stupid tug-of-war. Braun wins, but then Lashley attacks him and uses the rope to blind Strowman.
Yeah.
And then Lashley stands tall after just knocking down Braun.
I'm blinded by rope.
Lashley's winning this whole stupid thing. And then just as Braun's about to get pulled over the line, he smiles.
Yeah, he was fucking with
I've him. Been fucking with you. Yeah. I'm that strong. Yeah. I'm basically Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just let them have like a legit tug of war? That'd be cool to see.
Lashley'd probably win.
Probably. Yeah. Look at that guy. Yeah. He's a specimen, that
yeah.
man.
Right. Well, I mean, look.
But Braun's bigger than a truck,
the biggest takeaway from this is...
That's true. Braun did flip an ambulance.
He did.
Sorry.
The biggest takeaway from this, at least this wasn't their Extreme Rules match.
Well, what is going to be their Extreme Rules match? First to, like, flip the ring?
They're going to play cornhole.
Okay. I hope so. It's better than a fucking match between these two jackasses. Right.
They're going to play 2K19 as each other.
That'd be way better.
Like, Braun has to be Lashley, and Lashley has to be Braun.
In a ladder match.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The kayfabe news, you know, like it's like the Onion for wrestling.
Right.
I saw something like last week that was like Goldberg and Undertaker to have a rematch at SummerSlam in a ladder match.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh my God.
Could you imagine?
Murder match. Who's going to survive?
No, yeah. Neither.
No, seriously. Who's going
to
survive?
They have like two ambulances backed up to the ring. They're ready to go.
They're just waiting.
Yeah. Like doctors, a guy has like shock paddles like in hands.
Doctors are like this. Like right. It's a lumberjack match. No, those are doctors.
And like as soon as the bell rings, Kane and Goldberg's son just throw in the towel for both of them.
And then the towels hit Undertaker and Goldberg and knock them out.
Goldberg charges the Taker, hits the ladder, knocks himself out again.
Oh my
like a jackass.
God.
The towels knocked them out. Those are heavy towels.
Oh yeah, I knocked myself out. That's why I couldn't give Taker a jackhammer. It's not because I haven't given someone a jackhammer that's over 6'5" in, 22 years.
Here we go. The Undertaker versus Goldberg. We've been waiting this forever. Ding, ding, ding. two towels just got thrown in the ring.
Like, did they even practice the jackhammer?
No. Goldberg's like, I got it.
What if they get hurt for their match?
Or the but the reverse tombstone. Right. That's something you have to practice.
Sure, with 30 guys around them spotting them. Right. Literally doing it for them. Yeah, this will be great.
Yeah.
This is going to fucking suck. I feel bad for this match.
It's like, again, I've said this after WrestleMania. I feel Vince didn't let Ronda, Charlotte, and Becky have a really good match because he was afraid, they might screw it up and the main event would get ruined. But then again, it's Saudi Mania. Like, oh, reverse tombstone? Oh, it didn't work the last time you tried it?
Right.
All right, good. Let's do it with the worst wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the worst wrestler of all time could pull it off.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. All right, moving on.
It's just like WrestleMania, where a setup move wins the match.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Right. So next up, we have Charlie Caruso interviewing AJ Styles backstage. Take a listen.
Welcome back. It's your first day back since your injury. So how you feeling?
Ready to go. Ready to get back in the ring. Rehab went unbelievable.
AJ, look, I'd love to hear more about your recovery, maybe a little bit later. But right now, I'm curious, why challenge Ricochet the new...
You just asked him!
Right.
How's the recovery going? Well, you know, it's going pretty good.
I'm hey, AJ, shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, how is your head?
Well, it was a little bad.
I don't really
up.
Give a fuck about your head right now. I just want to know, like, how do you feel about facing Eric in tonight's match?
Hey, Joe, so yeah. It's your first night back. How are you feeling? Yeah, I didn't ask for your life story.
Yeah, AJ, how's the rehab going?
Well, you know, I think...
Snore! let's see, what's a better question? You're going to face Ricochet?
Yes.
You're fighting Ricochet tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe Caruso turned heel.
Oh, God. Oh, finally. Yeah.
Finally, a heel backstage announcer.
Finally, we'll maybe get a bra and panties match.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Commissioner
Andrew,
Caruso.
That was the best
would
part.
Explode.
That was the best part of Stomping Grounds was her in that leopard skin tight dress.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost it.
Yeah.
So AJ starts.
It was weird for the rest of us in the room, please.
It was just you, really thankfully. Was.
Yes, the rest of us.
So AJ starts talking about Ricochet. But then we hear No Way Jose's music, and then Styles walks over to see Gallows and Anderson partying with Jose's coked-up conga line.
Yep.
And he says, don't you have a match with the Viking Raiders tonight? You know, come on, guys, we talked about this. And they're like, oh, it's fine, we're going to beat them, whatever. So AJ gives them more tough love, and they tell them, you know, they tell them they're going to beat the Viking Raiders and chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Next up, we have Gallows and Anderson versus the Viking Raiders. It's the same thing as last week. They start off really good. They hit the boot of doom, and the Viking Raiders kick out, and then they goof around and lose.
All right.
And then they show AJ Styles backstage, and he's like, fuck, Pierce! I have to team with these guys.
Why does he care so much?
Because he has to team with them in Tokyo.
Oh, boy.
Those are his brothers.
Boy. Yeah, those are his shitty brothers. So next up, we go backstage where Nikki apologizes to Alexa and blames herself for what happened at Stomping Grounds. Nikki tells Alexa there has to be a way to get you a rematch. Alexa says she needs to come up with a plan and then looks at Nikki like, get the fuck out of here. So Nikki leaves. And then after the commercial, we see Nikki by herself when Natalya and Naomi walk up. They try to warn Nikki about Alexa, but then Alexa walks up. They all get in each other's faces, and then Naomi tells Alexa, later tonight, I'm going to give you all this glow. Mm. And you're like, why? Why does Naomi have
and
a match?
Like, what is that?
Please don't glow on me.
Yeah.
Please.
It's squirt. That's what it is. That's
oh
what
boy.
She meant.
You went there.
Jesus. Yikes.
You didn't see all the glow that was on Jey Uso earlier? Or Jimmy?
Was
Wait,
it now?
I don't know. So next up, we have Heath Slater versus Mojo Rawley. However, R-Truth and the Jobbers show up, so chaos ensues. Heath Slater hits R-Truth with a neckbreaker and becomes the new 24/7 champion.
And new.
He tries to run away, but he ends up back in the ring, and Truth hits him with the little Jimmy to win it back.
Yeah.
But then Cedric Alexander.
Said it new.
Yeah, but you didn't say it for Truth.
All right, and new.
Okay.
All right. So then Cedric Alexander gives Truth the lumbar check and becomes the...
And new.
24/7 champion.
A little late.
Cedric tries to get away, but then EC3 hits him with a DDT outside the ring, and EC3 becomes...
And new.
However...
And that's it. That's,
four?
It ends, right?
Nope, no, it doesn't. Carmella takes the title out of EC3 hands.
EC3's hands?
Yeah.
And new.
I think Carmelo is the champ. That
nope.
But then Truth rolls him up to win it back.
And new.
And Truth and Carmelo.
He's the 9-time 24/7 right. champion.
Yeah.
Nine times. Are they going to celebrate him and Flair soon?
They are.
Why does Carmella give a shit?
Nine
Why?
Times.
Why hasn't she tried to win it?
EC3 wins and Carmella's like, no.
I'm waiting for
no,
it.
No.
I'm waiting for it.
Right.
Yeah.
She's going to pin him for sure. Carmella, I thought we was married.
Oh, mate.
So next up, Sarah Shriver interviews Ricochet backstage. He's happy to be the U.S. champion, and he's going to do anything to make sure he holds on to the title. And he's also ready to prove that he's worthy by taking on AJ Styles tonight. So, next up, we have Kofi Kingston versus Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen that?
This year? Three?
Last week.
Okay!
Yeah.
Okay!
Yeah. Before Kofi went out to the ring, we see him stuffing pancakes in between the WWE Championship and his stomach. And in the background, you can see Mercy the Buzzer just hanging out.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, is he coming?
Oh, he's coming.
He's coming. Next week?
Sure.
No, three more weeks of this.
Yes, yeah, of yeah, at least. Yeah.
Minimum.
Right. So once Kofi gets in the ring and throws his pancakes, Charlie Caruso starts to interview him. But they are interrupted by an impromptu Sammy and Kevin show, and they have their own hard-hitting questions.
Question number one. Why are you here? Question number two. Who do you think you are? Question number three. Why don't you just get the hell out of here, man?
Yeah. Those are hard-hitting questions.
I love it because he had the cards, and then for the last word, he would flip the card and read the last word.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Why don't you get out of here, man?
Man.
Kevin Owens, you know, his comedic timing so good.
It is.
He's like one of few wrestlers that could actually have their own sitcom.
Right.
Right.
Like him, The Rock.
Like a wrestling sitcom.
Jericho, Stone Cold.
Like they're all in this sitcom together?
Right. I mean, that'd be amazing.
Right.
So Kofi responds by telling Kevin that he has a zit on his head. It's a great comeback.
Right.
Sammy calls Kofi a paper champion and says Big E and Xavier Woods are always helping him win. And then Kofi points out that he beat KO by himself. He beat Dolph by himself. So they finally have the match, and Kofi wins with a roll-up. However, KO challenges Kofi to a match right now, and he accepts. Kofi hits Owens with an SOS outside the ring, and then KO gets counted out.
Good finish.
And then Mike Rome announces the winner of the match and still WWE champion.
Yeah. It was up for grabs.
I don't remember them saying that.
It was.
Oh.
Well, thank God.
If the champion has a non-title match and then a match immediately after,
yeah.
it's an automatic title match.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought it was a 24/7 title.
Maybe he did.
So after the match, Kofi celebrates, but Samoa Joe attacks him and gives him a uranage on the stage.
Yeah.
Joe leaves. Refs help him up. But then Joe comes back and makes Kofi go night-night.
I mean, literally, the only way to get a title shot, the fastest way... is just show up.
Yes.
Twice we learned about that.
Well, first you have to fill out your wild card card.
Yeah.
You have to be like, my name is Samoa Joe, and I want to be a wild card of SmackDown.
Vince.
Sign it, and Vince, then send a check for $50.
Vince.
Come on, here. All right, just give me all that.
Vince, here's my wild card. I'm sorry, I already have four of these. I'm just kidding. Get out there and choke the fuck out of Kofi.
Kill him. Kill him.
Jesus.
And Big E and Woods, you have to sit here and watch.
Yeah.
But
on my lap.
Why wouldn't we help him? Why wouldn't we just help him?
Yeah.
Because fuck you, that's why. So I guess Joe's going to, you know, lose another WWE Championship match.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's gonna be fun.
I really think that Kofi's going to lose this title to Shane McMahon now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's how it seems like
wouldn't
it's
that
building.
Be like the... like what the odds are in favor of?
Right.
Before Taker showed up, I would have thought, like, you know, Shane wins it at SummerSlam from Kofi, and then Roman takes it from him, you know, like the night before they premiere on Fox.
Right.
Or like 2 nights before they premiere
on
Fox.
Or the night of the premiere.
Right. Yeah.
That's the title on SmackDown, which is going to Fox. No, Lesnar.
I mean,
Lesnar has to take it the night before they.
Yeah, I mean that could happen as well for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So next up, we have Naomi versus Alexa Bliss with Nikki ringside. Alexa was outside the ring. Naomi went for a baseball slide, but Nikki took the hit. Alexa then DDT'd Naomi for the win. After the match, Alexa continues to beat on Naomi and wants Nikki to join, but you know Nikki's just a good girl. She doesn't want any trouble. She's not crazy or anything like that.
Whoa, bro.
No.
So she just pushes Naomi to the ground, and Alexa falls too. And then Natalya runs out for the save, and we have a tag match.
You need to get that Teddy Long clip. It's a tag match, player.
So Nikki and Natalya were fighting in the corner when Alexa tags herself in. Nikki hit the swinging neck breaker on Natty, but then Alexa got the pin.
Boom.
By doing nothing.
Nikki did all the work.
She did. So for the main event, we have AJ Styles versus Ricochet. Finally, something good on Raw. Yes,
finally. This the match was good. There was other stuff that annoyed me in the match.
Well, yeah. So Anderson and Gallows come out during the match.
And how hyped did you get?
Oh, so hyped.
Yeah.
Yeah. They try to trip Ricochet. Styles gets upset and tells them to leave, and they eventually do. And then it's like, okay, we're going to restart this match. So they did this just for the whole commercial break thing again.
Right.
It's like, oh, we got to restart the match. Restart it. I didn't hear a bell.
No.
So whatever. But it ended up being a really good match, obviously. Ricochet went for the 630, but AJ moved and hit the phenomenal forearm for the win.
And new!
No. You didn't hear what Cole said?
But he pinned the champion.
Yeah, but Cole said, this win might
put him.
So watch your fucking mouth when you say and new.
Yeah.
This might put Styles in contention for the United States Championship.
This maybe
will
put him in contention
for
a future
possible
title opportunity.
Yeah.
Not even a match. Just like an opportunity to maybe win the title.
Like 10%.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we'll throw you in with 50 guys. An opportunity to win.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an opportunity.
Yeah. Even though he's AJ fucking Styles.
AJ fucking
Ricochet should Styles. Probably just hand him the title.
He should.
All right, guys, you have to determine who's fighting Ricochet for the title of Extreme Rules. Let's see, who are some contenders? Hey, I think AJ Styles just beat him last week. It says it right here.
It does?
Oh, yeah, he should do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense then. Dolph Ziggler.
After the match, Ricochet should have gotten the mic and be like, you know, Styles, you beat me. I think you deserve a shot at the title. And AJ's like, I don't want that shit. I'm good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to fight you, man. Yeah, you know, you're good. But I don't want your jobber title. What the fuck is that?
What do I look like?
Yeah. I already had that bullshit once.
Yeah. What do I look like? Ziggler?
Right. So on to SmackDown, we start backstage with Shane McMahon. He says that Extreme Rules, I'll make Roman Reigns a dead man too.
So that will officially make them a tag team.
Yeah.
They'll both be dead men.
Exactly.
I like it.
That'll be fun. So next up, the New Day come out to the ring. Kofi starts talking about Samoa Joe, attacking him on Raw. But then out comes Dolph Ziggler.
If he makes Roman a dead man, can they be the dead dogs?
Yeah, sure.
The
why not?
Dead dogs yard.
Dead dogs yard.
Yes.
Dead dogs walking.
And then Cole can say it's Monday night dead yard.
Yes.
Bong.
This week on Monday Night Yard.
Bong.
Actually, it probably would be a pretty decent song.
Right. Yeah.
But I still don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So Dolph says management told him that if he beats Kofi tonight, he'll be added to the WWE Championship match at Extreme Rules. But if he loses, we won't see him again for 6 months until the next Saudi show, is what he said.
Management?
Management.
So no one in particular?
No.
No one followed through on this?
Uh-uh.
So he could have been making it up?
Uh-uh. Yeah, he could have made it up.
Yeah. It's like, oh, mom and dad said you have to let me watch your porno collection.
He also says that their match is 2 out of 3 falls.
Mm. So that's like 19 in a week that we've had?
Yeah, we've had a lot.
So backstage, Elias is standing.
A baker's dozen.
Backstage, Elias is standing outside of Shane's office, but Miz walks up looking for Shane. Elias warns him not to go in there, and then Miz tells Elias to tell Shane that he still has unfinished business with him, and he walks away.
Why does he keep saying this? He's like, I got unfinished business with you, Shane. And Shane beats the shit out of him.
Until he's dead. He has unfinished
Next week,
business.
He's going to be rolling up to Shane's office in a wheelchair. Like, we've got unfinished business. And
you're Elias a cripple now. Go away.
He's just going to shoot him.
Yeah. So Shane then walks out of his office like 2 seconds after Miz leaves. You know?
Right.
Like, Miz, what the Come fuck? Come on. He walks out. Elias tells him what happened. And Shane's like, oh, Miz could have another match to be sure. If he could beat you. Oh, and it's 2 out of 3 falls.
What
two.
The what?
So now we know who made the Dolph match.
Yeah.
Shane.
Shane.
It's definitely Shane. Next up, we have Big E and Xavier Woods versus Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan. Huskus the Pig was seen backstage when Daniel and Rowan were walking.
Yeah.
I think that's all of them. I don't think we saw a Rambling Rabbit. You know?
We didn't?
I don't think so.
I'm pissed.
I made up the Corbin Cock one.
Aww. Yeah,
I made that up. Sorry. So Woods and Big E hit Daniel Bryan with the Midnight Hour, and they get the win. However.
No.
They're the New Day. They've been the champs five times.
Day.
Yeah. Oh. This might put them in contention for the Raw titles, not SmackDown. So after the match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn attack them from behind. Kofi doesn't come out to save his friends.
No.
Heavy Machinery does. They come out for the save. And then when we come back from commercial, it's an 8-man tag.
So technically, this is also a 2 out of 3 match.
Right. Exactly. Well, they do the same thing with, you know, Alexa and Naomi. It's just, it's all bullshit.
It is.
So KO got frustrated and bailed while Sammy was getting beat up. And then Otis and Tucker hit Sammy with the compactor to give Sammy his 89th loss since he's come back.
Why would KO?
Which is crazy because there hasn't even been that many shows since WrestleMania.
When he wins at the pay-per-view, loses every single Raw and SmackDown.
Well, why would KO leave Sammy here? You think there's anything into that, or are you just tired of losing?
Oh, like a Sammy and Kevin feud?
I know what I'm saying. Like, why would he leave his buddy like that?
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to say.
Why can't they just be tag team champions?
Right.
Oh, my God. Seriously. I mean, at the very least, do that.
Right.
So next up, we have Miz versus Elias. 2 out of 3 falls. That's true. Yeah, you're right. That's the new sounder that we need.
There's 4 of them.
We got Shane ringside. Elias gets the first fall with the drift away due to some interference from Shane.
Of course.
Miz hits Elias with the skull-crushing finale and goes for the pin, but Shane breaks it up by attacking Miz. So Miz got the second fall, but then Shane and Elias beat the shit out of the Miz right before the third fall starts. The fans are chanting, "No more Shane," because he's literally the star of Raw and SmackDown now.
He is.
He's on the show more than anyone.
He really is.
Shane spears Miz in the ring, and then the third fall begins, and Elias hits Miz with an elbow drop off the top rope and gets the win. After the match, Shane hits Miz with the coast to coast. No one saves Miz because no one likes Miz.
No, I mean, when he's a heel, he has no friends.
Yeah.
So unless you're going to see Maurice and then 7 months pregnant run into the ring.
He's a face, he has no friends.
Yeah. At least when he's a heel, he has a tourage of
that's
people.
That's true.
So
a Miz tourage.
When are we getting Miz and his dad versus Shane and Elias?
With Undertaker as the ref, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Miz and his dad versus Shane's and his.
And Vince.
Shane sure. Vince. All right. That his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So next up, we go backstage where Caleb Braxton asks Finn Balor, who will be your next challenger? He starts to talk, and Kayla's like, "You know what? I don't give a shit. I'm doing Caruso's." No, I'm just kidding.
Anybody want to punch his mouth when he was smiling so much?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to punch him in the mouth.
In the mouth.
Anyway, go ahead.
So who's going to be your next challenger? But then up walks Shinsuke Nakamura, who two-sweets the IC title before walking away.
Yeah.
He did. No, he totally two-sweeted it. He went boop. But finally, a match I want to see.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Jesus.
Like, oh my God, Balor and Nakamura?
Right.
Yeah.
Can they just tease this until SummerSlam?
We've had these guys for 3 years, and now we're doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a match on NXT.
Guys, there's great matches happening all around the world. How can we get guys? Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at these people that are like Jericho. We can't get him. Kenny Omega. There was a Balor Nakamura match that was amazing. Look at this. Wait a minute. We have these guys. And it's like, no, we don't.
Right.
No, one of them is currently the IC champion.
Right.
Yeah. You know the guy you make smile like an idiot?
Right.
Who is this backstage?
Anyone.
Oh,
it could be anyone.
Yes, it could be anyone.
It is a cross between Nacho Libre and
Andrade.
Yeah. And Andrade.
Yeah.
The three of them.
Well, no, Andrade is a combo of the both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well played.
That should be a good match, right? That should be fun.
Yeah.
They fought in NXT 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here we go. That could be good. If it happens, who knows? That we might never see Nakamura again.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Or at Extreme Rules, I don't know. So next up we have Nikki Cross versus Bayley. If Nikki wins, then Alexa gets a shot at the...
Why would you agree to that?
She made it.
Yeah, she made it.
She wanted to make up for her.
Well, not Nikki's agree. Fault. Like, why would you... And, you know, maybe I should get the shot this time because you completely failed.
Because Nikki's an idiot.
Yes, true.
Stupid. Rocks dumb.
So Bayley goes for a roll up, but Nikki counters it and gets the win. And then she celebrates.
And new. How many of these do we fucking have tonight?
Every title holder got pinned.
Every title holder got pinned tonight.
Seriously.
Well, no, not. I mean,
almost all of them.
Kofi always wins.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nikki wins and she celebrates like a 5-year-old on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage, Carmella's looking for R-Truth. Don't they fucking travel together? Anyway, so she's always looking for truth. It's so annoying.
Right.
What bin is he in?
Yeah, right.
Just put like one of those things like you have on your keys where you press the button
right. And
it beeps.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Actually, one of the jobbers should do that. Put a tracker on him.
That's true.
So she's looking for truth, but she runs into Mandy and Sonya, who tell her to watch her back. And then the bad girls walk away, and then Truth reveals himself. He's right there, coincidentally. He's right where they were standing.
Right. Also, let's not...
So he's in the last place you look.
Yeah.
Let's not take away from the fact that Sonya told Carmella to watch her back,
and
she did the thing where she turned around saying, basically, like, I can't watch my own back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he reveals himself. Drake Maverick then walks up with his hands up. He tells Truth, I don't have a ref with me. But you ruined my life, you know.
You ruined my life.
My wedding was supposed to be the best day of my life.
He was also
wearing... You know, me with the 24/7 title. He's like, you know, basically shitting on his wife the whole time.
Right. He was wearing the same, like, suit from his wedding.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yes.
Right.
He has not
been home or changed.
Yeah.
Correct.
So Truth hugs him and says, Hornswoggle, if it means that much to you, get a ref. Are we going to see Drake Maverick versus Hornswoggle at some point?
Yes.
You know they could book him whenever they want. Like, he should just bring... Be like, see, R-Truth? This is Hornswoggle, not me. And then he'll be like...
You mean there's two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll just call Hornswoggle Jr., you know?
Right. Or Carmella.
Or Carmella. That's right. Hornswoggle has pretty nice tits.
Yeah.
So a referee walks over, but Truth says, psych! I love this title more than you love your wife.
Right. He's like, hey, Truth. I don't have a ref with me.
Right.
Can I have a shot at the title?
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
So the jobbers show up, and then Truth and Carmella run away.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Who are the last two jobbers in that line?
The Singh brothers?
Yeah.
Dressed up?
Yes. That's their tag team.
Attire.
Attire, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's...
Back when they were in NXT, they wore that, and they were the Bollywood brothers.
Bollywood boys.
Yeah, sure. Or Bollywood boys.
I'm all in.
B-O-I-S.
Yeah.
Bollywood boys.
I'm moving all in on this.
Yeah. So next up, we have Ember Moon versus Sonya Deville with Mandy ringside. This match was like 3 minutes long.
Right.
Mandy distracts Ember. Sonya pushes Ember into the ring post and gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
Ember getting buried.
And then afterwards, there was like a weird moment where like Sonya like... Kind of like caresses the side of Mandy's
face.
She
brushed her hair behind her ear.
Yeah, she brushed her hair behind her ear and then just kind of held onto her hair.
Yeah.
And then was like,
oh. And the week before, Mandy gave Sonya the fuck me eyes.
Right.
So what's going on?
Please tell us more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we come home with you guys? We want to see this.
Are they going to challenge the Iconic? Like, no, we're the best lesbians. No, we're the best lesbians.
It's documentary purposes only.
Right. And then Joe walks up and says, you're all the best lesbians. Am I right? Yeah.
And then...
Anyway, come on back to my room.
Pulls his headband off and...
They're going to say, ew, you have the headband now. It was almost a yes.
Yeah. All right, so next up we have episode 10 of Aleister Black's Open Door Challenge Funhouse.
Oh, I guess this lasted longer than Firefly Funhouse.
Dude!
So listen to this shit.
I'm starting to think that there is not one person, not one singular person here that is man enough to pick a fight with moi.
With what?
With
moi.
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 I think that's a new sound effect.
It is.
Hey, what'd you guys think of, you know, Alexa and Nikki versus Naomi and Natalya?
You have poison?
No,
a sound clip? You
no.
don't?
You have to get it.
Yeah. You have to have those two together.
Right.
Yeah. Poison.
Or poison.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so for the main event. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. So he says that. And then finally we hear someone knock on the door.
The lights go out.
The lights go out first.
For some reason, I'm like, oh, here's the RKO.
Right.
And then you hear.
Yeah.
What? But then you don't see him open the door.
And they cut before. Excuse me, do you still have the conference room? We have it scheduled for 8:05. I'm sorry.
God damn it!
Yeah. I have to ask you to leave. I'm sorry.
That's it. I'm fighting you.
Someone finally knocks. He's like, nobody's home.
That's it. I'm fighting you.
No, this is an HR meeting. I don't think you're fighting us. I don't think so.
Yeah. So there's a knock on the door. Alistair smiles, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt.
No one knows.
Sister Witch.
I mean, sure, you know, because it makes no sense because they're basically the same character. But, yeah, you know,
you could have done this on the earlier in the show, and then he could have actually had the match because we wouldn't even know if he has a match next week.
I think they're saving it for a pay-per-view or, you know.
Or the Tokyo thing.
Well, that's not, they haven't, I don't think that's going to be on the network, right? They haven't said that.
I think it is.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't know.
I haven't heard that anywhere.
Okay.
They're going to do it on, that's his first big match in Tokyo?
Well, I mean, they've been talking about like, oh, we're doing this Triple H and AJ and the Good Brothers match.
What have they said that on TV?
That's going to happen in Tokyo.
They haven't said it on TV, though.
Well, they've advertised it.
Yeah, in Tokyo.
Well,
but they haven't said it on TV.
Coming to Houston, okay, NXT like Live.
It's not a storyline.
So on TV, they said the Kabuki Warriors are going to fight the Iconics for a possible chance at maybe a future title opportunity.
Okay, yes, they did mention that.
So it just seems like with word of that match and that match, like why would they talk about that match on SmackDown if they're not at least going to put this on something on the network?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they will.
All right,
when is it? What day is it supposed
Vince
to?
Because Vince is in his 70s.
See, no one even knows what it is.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
maybe they will. I don't know. You would think, though, that they would, you know, hype the shit out of it.
You would think so.
Like, oh, make sure you tune in.
Yeah.
But that's it. Yeah, we don't see who's knocking on the door. I mean, what happens after the cameras stop rolling? He opens the door. He's like, oh, hey, Cesaro, what's going on? So you want to fight? Okay, cool. We'll fight sometime.
At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right. I'm closing the door now.
I'm going to close the door.
I heard you wanted a fight. I love to fight.
Yeah.
Fit Finley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who he's fighting.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so for the main event, we got Kofi versus Dolph. 2 out of 3 falls.
Oh, okay, good.
Got him.
Oh, it was great. I was expecting again. I was like waiting for you to press that button. Oh, it's such a good movie. Thank you, Aleister Black.
Yes. Yeah,
for this amazing sound clip.
Exactly. Right. So, Kofi.
I'd like to have control of this button during this podcast, please. Yeah.
We each need a soundboard. Yeah. Really? That won't get out of control.
No.
No, not at all.
That won't get out of hand. So, Kofi gets the first fall with a roll up. Dolph gets the second fall with a super kick.
And.
No, it's 2 out of 3 falls.
Don't you know how the rules work, Eric?
Yeah. And then Kofi hits Dolph with Trouble in Paradise to get the win and send Dolph away until the next Saudi show.
Wow. A stipulation that did not happen.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Right. Yeah, I guess Dolph's probably gone now, right?
Yeah, he's got to be on a comedy tour bus.
You know what? I'll do one more SmackDown.
Right.
Okay.
Nah, sure.
We're not done yet. We're done. No, we're done. All right, so that's all for Raw and SmackDown.
Dolph, what are you doing next? Going by Vince's office and picking up my bag of money?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I suck at comedy, so I need this.
Yeah. Right. Vince, these are rupees. What the fuck? What's the exchange rate?
Yes.
Shit!
Yes.
I said yes to 1,000,000 rupees?
Right.
All right, so on to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I wrote that in the wrong place. So worst dressed, I had Drake Maverick.
All right.
Still wearing the same suit from his wedding.
I also had that, the wedding suit.
Yeah.
I had the person that was wearing the bee costume.
Mm, okay.
Naomi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Best dressed?
Mandy Rose.
She was definitely hot, but
Mandy.
I'm sticking with Alexa. Man. I'm sticking with Alexa on this.
Alexa was great.
I'm loyal.
You're sticky to Alexa?
I'm loyal.
Yes, he is.
I hope so. I just think she needs to realize that, you know,
yeah.
Clearly Buddy Murphy's not for her. He can't even get on SmackDown where he got drafted, you know?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, so worst acting?
Aleister Black.
Let's go with that.
Sure. Yeah. I was going to say the brothers.
Blah.
The club brothers. But yeah.
Yeah.
That was Aleister Black?
Yeah.
You want to hear what he thinks about that?
Sweet. Yeah.
God, it sounds worse every time you play it. That time it sounded like this. He's trying to cough something.
Hawk the loogie.
Right.
That was half of it. I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. You sure did.
I'm for sure going to single that out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
God.
Amazing. Yeah. All right. I'm glad we found a new sound clip because we did the wild card too much.
Yeah.
Again, you know,
this is going to get played like 80 times a show. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fan
a lot.
Fan questions, pay-per-view predictions.
What? All right. Best acting?
Kevin Owens Awards goes
Kevin
to
Owens. Kevin Owens. The award goes to Kevin Owens.
Sweep it. Worst comments? I had Charlie Caruso with Styles.
Yeah.
How's your rehab going? You know what? Fuck you.
was literally my best comment. I laughed out loud when she did that. I was like, made me laugh. That was my best.
I had Dolph saying, you can't take the coward's way out, so it's a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make any sense, but I like the Caruso with Styles, so I'm going to go with that.
All right.
To open SmackDown, Shane's like, I'm not afraid of anyone dead or alive. Why would you be afraid of anyone dead? You believe in ghosts now, Shane? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Undertaker's dead.
Yeah.
Except for when he was, you know, the American Badass for a few years and he had a wife and a motorcycle.
Then he had a pulse. But as soon as he lost that gimmick, dead.
Right. He's back to being dead.
Yeah.
Best comment?
He said it earlier today that it's getting old. Getting real old.
Yeah. Good job, Cole.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I like it.
I said mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had Corbin saying go get the man a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Worst match?
Tug of War.
That was my slow-mo. I had the 8-man tag. Spontaneous 8-man tag.
Yeah. My slow-mo was Elias versus Miz.
I had Alexa, Nikki versus Naomi and Natalya. And then best match?
Styles versus Ricochet.
Yeah, yes. It's like it got interrupted and stuff. I had Ziggler versus Dolph.
Right.
Yeah.
You wrote AJ versus Styles.
I know. I see that now.
Yeah.
That'd be a good match, too.
Great match. Jesus.
Yeah. worst move, I had Lashley trying to break the telephone pole like a fucking idiot.
Yes, of course.
I will third that.
For sure. A lot of sweeps tonight. It's sweeps night.
best move?
The SOS on the ramp.
All right. That's good. I had the phenomenal forearm because it's been a while, and also he landed on Ricochet like after the forearm to pin him for the win.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Really, really cool.
I'll go with that. AJ.
All right. Worst moment. This is tough for me to say.
Can we do best moment first?
Okay.
So, what are your best moments?
So mine was I put Undertaker showing up exactly how he should.
Okay.
Where it's like he just appears, he does some moves, and then he's gone.
Still a big star.
Yeah.
Still a big star. Andrew?
Right.
My best moment? Yeah. I don't know. Try to convince me with something.
Well, my best moment was The Undertaker surprising us. Had no idea he was coming.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's go to worst moment. My worst moment was Undertaker showing up on Raw to help Roman Reigns.
Okay.
It's one of those rare best and worst moments at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it was definitely my worst moment.
Right.
Like, Undertaker showing up the night after Mania and, you know, beating up Elias. Like, that was cool. Like, he's just interrupting an annoying schmuck on the guitar.
The next man to interrupt me is a dead man.
Right.
Dong.
Yeah. But there's no reason why he should save Roman Reigns. No. So,
But again, when the bell tolls when you don't expect it, it's still like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Then when you realize what's actually happening, your brain kind of figures it out. You go, oh.
I literally just went, huh?
Right.
So, yeah.
Or did you literally go...
when Undertaker showed up and he was saving Roman, the only thing I could think to say was...
That was good filler while you were setting it back up.
Yeah, that was great.
Actually, you're right, Eric. When I was watching the match and...
Right.
Very good. And the ultimate professional, Andrew Pisano.
All right. Of course. On to breaking news. So, during a commercial break on Raw on Monday, they did trivia with a young fan.
Great.
And I think it was Sarah Schreiber, right?
Yeah.
She asked him, you know, a bunch of questions like, oh,
well, they do this a
who's
lot.
The big dog? Roman Reigns. Who's, you know, this?
Who's the man?
Who's the man? And then she says, who's the best in the world? And he responded, CM Punk?
Right. Greatness.
And then she slapped him.
You stupid kid.
And that kid was escorted from the building.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole crowd reacted like, oh, like, you know, it was great. But, like, yeah, why do you even?
And then she had to be like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
Yeah. Vince must have been like, who put that in there? God damn it. Yeah. Whose kid is that? Which referee's kid is that?
Nice.
Yeah, I have some bad news. You're not going to tag with Braun this year at WrestleMania. All right, so Seth Rollins spoke to Sports Illustrated and was asked about Jon Moxley's recent comments about WWE from multiple interviews. Rollins said Ambrose can do what he wants. He's a big boy. He's got his big boy pants on. He can go out there and say whatever he wants, but the bottom line is not everybody's equipped to handle the rigors of WWE and the schedule and how it affects you mentally and emotionally. And Ambrose gave everything he had to the company for the entire time he was here. He put his heart and soul into the travel, into the schedule, into the injuries, into the work, in the ring, and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, he took his ball and he went home, or he went elsewhere at least. And I think it's a little presumptuous of him to get on a podcast and talk down about the company that gave him such an opportunity.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really being the company guy.
Yeah, but seriously.
It's easy to say that when you're the Universal Champion.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. For sure.
Also, Nikki and Brie Bella were on The Tonight Show last week where Nikki revealed that she has a cyst on her brain. She said her, her sister and herself wanted to come back to compete for the women's tag team titles, but now Nikki has been forced to retire. She also still has neck issues as well. So.
Yeah. Well, they said they were retiring a while back ago.
I thought so.
Well, no, they did, yeah. But
who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever. Also, Kevin Owens did an interview with Sporting News where he spoke about the wild card rule. KO said, I guess it was supposed to be four guys at first, and now really 10 guys show up one night and three guys show up the next night. So even he's making fun of it.
Yeah.
Except it's never three guys.
No.
It's always more than four.
It is. Every single time.
I didn't even bother counting this week, but it was, you know, probably like seven or eight.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least.
The first match had four.
Yeah.
Like the first match, didn't you have Heavy Machinery and or no, the first match you had the New Day and Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan.
Right.
Like,
there's your four.
Kofi was there. Roman was there. That's six.
Yep.
Right.
So, yeah. Any other news?
No.
All right, then. Let's get to some rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Dave Meltzer reported that Stomping Grounds only had 4,000 to 4,500 paid fans. And it also seemed like there were only 6,000 fans in attendance, so it could have been like
6,000.
Yeah, and so it could have been like, you know, 2,000 comped tickets.
Oh my god!
And whereas like other tickets were, you know, 2-for-1 deals and stuff like that.
Right. Jeez. And I'm sure what they also did was anyone who was like up at the very top.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, here, take these tickets and go lower
for sure.
So, according to the interwebs, the Tacoma Dome actually has 23,000 seats. So
that doesn't even count the floor, which
exactly,
yeah, hundreds more.
So they had a lot of that thing roped off.
Yeah, that picture that we got is fucking crazy.
Right,
it's really sad. Also, Meltzer reported that AEW filed a trademark for Wednesday Night Dynamite, which is obviously, you know, it seems like it's going to be Wednesday night because if it's Tuesday, they'd be preempted by NBA basketball.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to be doing it on Wednesday.
So they're going to go against NXT.
Yeah, but...
Not really.
Not really. It's on a network.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched it live.
Right. I did one. I have one time.
Yeah.
And that was when I wanted to know who attacked Aleister Black.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah,
I was like, I have to watch that live. I couldn't fucking wait.
Yeah.
I was so excited. But yeah. Also, Meltzer says Lars Sullivan had surgery on his knee and will be out 6 to 9 months.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Right. You're done. I mean, you had that crazy spell.
Yeah.
And you went away for 5 months.
Goodbye now.
Right.
Now
oh, no, I'm sure they'll re-sign him for 5 years because they're doing that with everyone.
That's right. Insane.
It's being reported by Pro Wrestling Sheet that Mojo Rawley has re-signed for 5 years. Jinder Mahal has re-signed for 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, we reported that Mike and Maria Kanellis re-signed for 5 years.
Right.
Vince, do you want to win this war or do you want to lose this war? Let these guys go if you want to win this war.
Again, like we said last week, like would AEW even take Mojo Rawley?
Right.
Would they take Jinder Mahal?
Yeah. The biggest acquisition as of yet. Fuck you, Moxley. Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
You're right. Yeah, so it's like, why are you tethering these guys?
Yeah.
Like, what? You don't use them at all.
I just don't see how they think that these guys could be a threat.
Right.
You know,
this is such a bad deal. I mean, I don't know how much would Jinder get for 5 years? 400,000
per year.
He's been a champion
per year.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's $2 million.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's insane.
It is.
Yeah.
Again, we say this all the time. Again. When you go look back at what destroyed WCW, their roster, again, one of the things was their roster was so huge and they were just paying guys to not do anything.
Yes.
Right. And now exactly. WWE is paying a shit ton of guys to not do anything.
For 5 years.
Right. For at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Until they re-sign them for another 5 years. But like...
The company is so whole, though. Financially, they're in the black. All that money they just got for the TV deals.
Well, yeah. The TV deals is what's saving...
All the merchandise that Eric buys. I mean, they're fine.
The TV deals are saving this company. And Saudi Mania. Like,
you know.
Between Saudi Mania, the TV deals, and probably their merch overall, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Right.
Fuck. No, because that's when Vince finally, you know, created a monster. He was down and almost out.
Yeah.
It's like your favorite Vince quote.
Come here, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, Rock.
Let's show them how we do things.
Yeah. Any other rumors from you guys?
And tits and
ass. You got mine.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then, what is it time for now? Trivia time.
Ha-ha.
Tonight's trivia is brought to you by the Tune Up Hair Salon. That's right. If you're in the Houston area and around Richmond, Texas, Tune Up the Hair Salon is opening on July 13th. And if you mention What's Wrong with Wrestling... I don't know. I'll give you like $5 off.
That coupon says $5 off.
Well, they don't have this coupon. I can't deliver it through the magic of
the interwebs. Joe will hand you the coupon and then you can
It's just $5 off.
So if I show up with this coupon and say, what's wrong with wrestling?
You get
$10
off. $10
off. Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. So Eric still has to pay. All
right. You guys do manscaping, right?
Only manscaping.
Only manscaping. That's our specialty.
So I was thinking about like Kofi holding on to the title now. They mentioned how long he's had it for. Did anybody hear it during the broadcast?
Since WrestleMania.
Yeah. It was like 70-something days.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it looks like he's going to be holding on to it for at least another maybe 30, right?
Yeah.
So 100 days. So I'm going to ask you two questions. You're going to work together.
Mm-hmm.
First, what is the longest someone has ever held the title after they left WrestleMania with it?
was the longest they've ever held the title after they left WrestleMania with it.
Yes. Mm.
That's an interesting question.
Won the title at WrestleMania.
Okay, hold on.
And they kept it the longest.
Is this WWE Championship only, or does this include the Universal title?
This includes... WWE Championship.
WWE Championship.
Yeah. I was like, what did I do my research on?
Okay.
WWE or WWF?
Yeah,
I'm sure it's both.
The history.
But has someone had like won it at Mania and then they kept it to the next Mania? I mean, Macho Man did, right? Did Macho Man?
He did between four and five.
But that's not the longest.
I need a final answer.
You want to just go with that?
Sure.
That is correct. All right. Good job, Andrew. Isn't that funny? He's the only one to hold it.
Yeah.
From WrestleMania,
right.
Back to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Mm.
371 days. So WrestleManias were, you know, nice. That year was off by six days. Okay. Who did it the shortest? Now, again, throw out Yokozuna because it's what you leave WrestleMania with the title.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you have to win it at WrestleMania.
You have to leave WrestleMania as win it at WrestleMania and leave as champion.
Triple H?
Yeah, that's who I was going to go with.
Yes.
Yeah, he dropped it to Hogan.
Yeah.
Very good, guys.
Well, because we recently just talked about this. I think it was when we did the 2002 draft episode recap. And then I mentioned, I was like, Triple H won the title from Jericho. And then he dropped it to Hogan like the next month or whatever.
To a 60-year-old Hogan.
Yeah. And then Hogan dropped it to Taker.
Yeah.
Taker dropped it to The Rock.
Right.
And then Rock dropped it to Lesnar. Like that title changed every single
every
month.
Every month, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, the good old days.
Right. All right. That was great. Great teamwork, Eric.
All right. Yeah, we did it.
Great job, Andrew, today. Man.
All righty then. That's all for trivia, which means it's time for another one of Jesse the Mind Ventura's top 10 conspiracies of the week.
Oh.
Heel turns. Non-title matchups. The Survivor Series. McMahon. Twin referees. Long-lost bastards. Fruit roll-ups. Hornswoggle. You think wrestling's fake? Think again.
You know, McMahon, salons were created by the government in order to get our DNA and use it to create sleeper cells. Of course, Daniel Bryan was the first clone, but he escaped and was granted asylum by the WWE.
Wow. Good for them. That's nice of them.
That you didn't know that.
That's crazy. Nice of them.
You know why Adam Cole hasn't joined the main roster yet?
No.
Triple H convinced McMahon that Adam Cole's real last name is Bebe.
Mm.
After McMahon wanted Cole to debut as Michael Cole's bastard son.
That's crazy.
You know my show conspiracy theory that actually never canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was on hiatus until What's Wrong with Wrestling picked it up for a fourth season.
Yeah.
Now pay me, McMahon. The pancakes that the New Day throw into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Special codes.
Yeah.
Printed right on them.
Yeah.
Giving the fans who catch them free subscriptions to the network. Conspiracies.
Yeah.
You know, Vince McMahon is burying NXT talent because he's still mad at Triple H and Stephanie for having a drive-through wedding.
Yep, heard that one.
That's it.
Yep.
You know Chris Benoit?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Am I allowed to read this? That's its
Get
own
Aleister
conspiracy.
Black ready.
You know, Chris Benoit invented time travel on June 24th, 2007 and traveled to 2009 to check out the state of WWE.
And 2019, right?
Oh, Jesse. 2019. Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
So that's a lot of all the conspiracies.
Yeah.
For the week.
Top 10.
Top 10.
Top 6.
Top 10. That's the real conspiracy.
Yeah.
Who are you? I think we all know at this point that your real name is not Eric Hamilton.
Nope.
What is it?
Slamilton.
All right, fan question time. Matt Sillett, do you guys think Big E would be a successful heel if he turned heel on the New Day, or if he and Xavier Woods turned on Kofi?
I could see Xavier Woods, Big E is a good heel.
I think Big E would be a great heel.
Yeah.
I think any of them would be, to be honest.
Yeah.
Xavier, huge push if he became the heel guy.
I don't think Kofi's ever been a heel.
Yeah.
Big E was a heel back in the day.
Right.
Sure.
Nashville Sherry, best wrestling video game. I've always said SmackDown 2.
SmackDown 2 was good. No Mercy on Nintendo 64 was really good.
Pro wrestling on the Nintendo, original Nintendo. You have Starman.
That's right.
Yeah. I love that fucking game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Starman.
Oh, my God. He was the
best. It's probably unplayable today.
But I tried to find it to play it, and I couldn't.
You play it online. You play
some guy at the Galleria for, it changes every week, but around $49, he has like one of the consoles that look like the old Nintendo with the joystick, and he says, I have over 400 games. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you have pro wrestling? And of course, he's like, yeah, I have wrestling. And I prayed, and I was like, no, this isn't it.
Right.
If you had this, I would buy this system.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
No, sir. There are websites where you can play any Nintendo game, so.
Yeah.
Even pro wrestling?
Yeah, that was on the regular Nintendo.
Not that one.
You just kept me up all night. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, James Mahan is bringing The Undertaker back more regularly. The worst decision this year.
I mean, not if you use him,
right? Not the worst.
He doesn't need to be doing, like, solo matches against Goldberg, but, I mean, you can use him in other ways.
But it can't be the worst. Aleister Black, like, hawked a loogie this week. So, I mean, there's so many worse things you can really pick from.
Right.
Trace Browning, in what ways can WWE realistically fix their product?
Don't bury your NXT talent.
Watch NXT and then do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Do
exactly that.
That. Yeah. It's just that easy.
Bring back a faction?
Please.
Please.
Yeah. Please. Please.
They've been teasing. Now they're teasing two because they're teasing the club and Shane's whatever party
thing. No, they won't make a faction.
They won't.
Who knows why?
Shane's fuck party.
Yeah.
Velveteen Drew, Push Fire Barry, Andrew's impressions. Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, Vince McMahon.
You know, it's hard to
we all kind of do Vince.
Yeah.
I'm going to push Shawn Michaels because it's newer and I love it so much.
Right.
And I'll bury Stone Cold and fire Vince's.
I'll agree with that.
Well, now that the Undertaker's back, maybe I should, you know, fight the Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I mean, let's not
wait. Do like one of the newer.
Let's not shy away from his Mankind impression.
Right. Hold on. Finish it with Shawn Michaels, right? So, hey, Shawn, how was Saudi? How was it fighting in Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know what they say about Saudi Arabia. It always needs some Shawn Michaels.
That's like he sounds so old until he says Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
All right, Kane and Lamb, Push Fire Barry, giving a wrestler who never won a world title run in their prime. Roddy Piper, Scott Hall, / Razor Ramon, or Jake the Snake.
I'm going to push Razor Roddy Ramon. Piper.
Razor Ramon.
I'm going to bury Razor Ramon and fire Jake.
How dare you? No, I would push Razor, Barry, Roddy, fire Jake. Andrew?
Oh,
one of those.
Yeah,
some sort of alliteration of that.
Yeah, I'll push Scott, Barry Piper, Fire Snake, because at least Jake the Snake's character is one that like doesn't really care about anything,
right?
Kind of like Bray Wyatt.
He doesn't need a title.
Dean Ambrose,
Joey Montez, push Fire Barry, 97 Kane, unmasked Fire Fetish Kane, or funny comedic Kane.
I would fire the weird unmasked Kane that first came out.
Yeah.
And push the 97 Kane and then bury the funny one.
Yeah.
Because the funny one actually had some pretty good moments.
Right.
Yeah, that'll work. The Young Squire, if you could make a biopic about any wrestling character, like Undertaker, Bray, Kane, The Brood, before their life as a wrestler, who would you pick?
Before their
and
life
and which
as a wrestler?
Actor would you cast in the role?
Jesus.
Well, I think what he means is, like, you're making a biopic about the Undertaker, right?
I have it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Or like a biopic of the Big Boss Man.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Uh-huh.
Triple H. He does like a Triple H bio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
It'd be great.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to learn about the Undertaker's origin because we've kind of got, you know, they've kind of talked about a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to know who burned down the house.
Watch the fire.
Right. You know, because a lot of people have taken credit now. Undertaker, Kane, Seth Rollins. Like, we don't know.
You know it was Paul Bearer. You know it was Paul Bearer.
It was Paul Bearer. Yeah, it has to be.
I would go with Undertaker.
Who would play the Undertaker? Roman Reigns?
Yeah. Javier Bardem.
Javier
Bardem. Oh, yes! Fuck, you just made that good.
What about like a teenage Undertaker, though? Javier Bardem.
Get the kid from Stranger, Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, the main one?
No, not the main one. Like, he was also the one that was in It.
Yeah, that's the main kid. The main boy.
Yeah, I guess so.
The one that likes 11.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, all right.
Not Will, but the other one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. And they bring down the house. Come on, Kane. And then who's Kane? No. All right. The Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, future WWE Hall of Fame entries. Crash Holly, Heath Slater, and Santino Marella.
Push Crash Holly.
Crash Holly.
Really?
Barry's... He should be in it just for the hardcore title and the 24/7 thing.
Barry Santino, fire Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me. Kyle Foxton, Push Fire Barry, WWE comedy, Hornswoggle, R-Truth, Santino Marella again.
I'm going to push Santina.
I will Santino. Do that as well.
Santina, the sister?
Sure, yeah. That too.
Who won the battle royal?
Barry Truth, fire Hornswoggle.
Yeah, okay. Those last two are close.
I mean, Hornswoggle. Really.
Coin flip.
Hornswoggle's a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Leprechaun!
Yeah.
Brian Till, has there ever been a wrestler you really liked until you saw them in person / met them?
Oh. Ooh, it's got to be one. We're all silent trying to think about it.
I thought Eric would have had one. He's got a ton.
Yeah. But everyone I've actually met has been fairly...
Pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think
I mean,
of
we met AOP, but we're not really that big of fans of them.
Yeah.
They were kind of
dicks.
Oh,
what about the wrestler... which wrestler did you guys meet outside of NXT? And he's like, no.
Oh, Sabatelli, like, Moss, and...
He was just like, yeah, later, but they were in a
he
hurry.
He was like, we'll catch you after the show.
Yeah. No, you won't. He just went, yeah, later. But they were in a hurry because they all... It was the three of them, and then they ended up being Charlotte's...
But that wasn't manslaves. NXT.
I know, but they probably had to go, like, practice that. They were, like, running over
somewhere. Gotta be one, right, that we met that didn't treat us good?
Finn Balor.
He was awesome. He smiled and laughed.
It's not how we treated them. It's how they treated us.
We didn't treat him bad.
I know.
I can't really think of one.
I'll just say AOP. AOP.
I got one for Joe. Shawn Michaels. After
I
you
ripped
pulled
his hair.
Yeah, you ripped his hair. He probably hates you.
Yeah.
Probably.
Hey, Sean, I'm the guy that ripped your... I've been looking for you, you piece of shit.
Because of you. And then he takes it and he just sticks it on his head.
Because of you, that day started a train effect. It made me bald to this day. You know, there's no history of baldness in my family, Undertaker. But there is a history of cross-eyed.
Nice. All right, Jack Fosbury, Pushfire Barry, Masked Personas, Dashing Cody Rhodes, Straight Edge CM Punk, and the Shock Trooper? Does he mean Shockmaster?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'll go Straight Edge CM Punk, Push.
Okay. How long did he have the mask? Wasn't that? It was only when he got his head shaved, right?
Yeah.
So for a little bit.
Yeah, and then, Barry, Cody, and Fire the Shockmaster.
Yes, exactly.
I'm pushing the Shockmaster.
Yeah.
Steve Bogart, why in God's name have they already ruined Nikki Cross? Because. Is this the most disappointed you have been for destroying an NXT call-up? No, that's Bobby Roode.
Yes.
Easy.
It's the most disappointed for destroying a female NXT call-up, I would say.
Yeah,
Asuka not ring a bell?
Her and Asuka, that's
bad.
That's
true.
Yeah.
But at least she's gotten the title by now.
But now she's a Bukkake warrior.
Yeah. True.
Which is why we don't see them on SmackDown.
Let me see you shake it.
It takes a while to clean all that off. Jay Benjamin, who the hell did Miz piss off? He looked like the biggest chump since turning face. Also, just wanted to say thanks to you guys. Been dealing with anxiety lately, and this podcast never fails to put me in a good mood. Keep up the great work and push Eric.
Ha! Suck it, Joe and Andrew.
You got one.
Yeah, fine.
But fine. Yeah, no.
Miz, I will suck it.
Miz sucks.
Yeah, and, thank you for listening, and we're glad we can bring some happiness.
Yeah. Axel Foley, Firefest review? No Luchasaurus, so I'm not sure it's worth it.
Joe's out.
No, yeah,
Joe's out. Kyle Fox and Pushfire Barry, Patreon review shows, AEW, Saudi Manias, and regular WWE pay-per-views.
Push Saudi Manias, Barry AEWs, and Fire regular ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Daniel Fisher, Pushfire Barry, 2 out of 3 falls matches. To have a commercial between each fall. elimination tag matches to have a commercial between each elimination, or single or tag matches that have run-ins resulting in a commercial break, then a multi-man match after.
Okay, oh, so God. First of all, I'm going
to... Fire the last one.
I'm going to kill myself.
All I got to say about that is...
Yeah, we're going to go with that. Yeah. Andrew, you had it right.
Yeah. Kevin Brown, what's your favorite move off the top rope? Mine was the... Hip hop drop from Grandmaster Sexay. Wow. I don't know if that's legit or not.
That was a leg drop?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one, like dropping the leg off the top ropes.
Eddie's frog splash was always great.
Really good. Can I count Hardy's Swanton?
Swanton. Sure. Neville's called? The Red Arrow? I like the Red Arrow.
Red Arrow's good. And again, Macho Man's elbow because he would always stick it right in your chest.
Right.
I also like the what the hell is it? The Phoenix? What is the one that Rollins always attempts but never hits?
Phoenix Splash?
Yeah, Phoenix Splash.
He always lands and rolls.
He never hits it anymore.
Yeah.
It could be his fucking finisher.
It could.
Well, he has a curb stomp, but it could be a second finisher.
Yeah.
David Stegon, WWE needs more stables. Call up the Undisputed Era, make Bullet Club 2.0, and throw the Samoan relatives together. What other stables would you guys create? I mean, That's a good start.
Yeah, that's what we've been asking for.
That's a great start. I would create a Shane stable because they're all there anyway. You'd have four pretty awesome guys to start with.
Yeah,
for just sure. Put Balor, AJ, and the Good Brothers together. Why not?
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares about Wild Card? Who cares what show they're on?
Yeah.
No one cares.
Well, that doesn't matter.
No.
And then finally, Merry Christmas, Steve. What's the percent chance a Bray versus Demon program is created based around Bray trying to get Finn to join the Muscle Man dance and exercise his demons?
Yeah, what is that?
Because it's such good shit.
They show that, but they don't really ever talk about it, right? Yeah. He's part of, like, this kid's show. He's got a dark side. Then he does the Muscle Man dance.
And then nothing.
Yeah, what? Yeah. So, yeah, sure, they might. Hey, let me make an announcement, if that's the last one, that I asked everyone to go out and find my wrestling Instagram.
Yeah.
And I didn't announce it last time I was on the show, but DeAndre Malone found my Instagram. And then Kayfabe Jobber.
Nice.
Came in second.
All right.
Very close. Very close. So anyway, the Instagram page is WWE Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of hot pics of girls.
It's all feet.
It's feet based.
It's all feet.
Like based on feet.
It's WWE Undisfooted Era.
Nice. Very good. No, it's sexy women, pics of women, and then like fun videos I've liked throughout the years. Mm-hmm. You'll know it's me just by watching a lot of the stuff. But and then some undisputed stuff. So
yeah, and then you're also on the story.
What do you mean?
Oh yeah! You're like, hey, it's Joe. Here's my secret Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like that feet pic?
No, but now I can put the "What's Wrong with Wrestling?" Please listen to this podcast back up there.
Please, yeah.
It's got almost 3,000 followers.
There you go. Good job. Nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Until next week, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @WrongWrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Like everyone else, basically.
Like everyone, like 600 people now.
Like everyone
else. Yeah, seriously.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's 600.
We got all your recaps. We got a bracket coming out later this week. Worst promo botch of all time.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It was a really good one.
We laughed.
Such fun to do.
If you want to, if you like us laughing.
Yeah.
Then you'll love that episode.
If you like 2 hours of us just laughing, you'll love this one.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Boom. Sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kinda looks like Kevin Owens.
much love that he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Kubler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Always kill
Lashley.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.